Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. Mm. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J.
Thinking how much more of this can I take? In a minute I'm about to break. Today, see the pain has purpose, so don't throw it away. There's a harvest if you only wait. Don't walk out now, I need you to stay. Today,
no, you never.
I felt my last drop of rain. I believe I'm gonna be okay today. See, today I'm still here because of my faith. I believe that Jesus still is the way. I said his name cause I'm not afraid today.
No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Good morning, everybody. It's Miss J in the morning. I'm your host today, Miss J. Starting the show off right with Kirk Franklin today. I promise y'all, I play that song like at least once a day because that song is like, it's like my war cry. Like that song get me ready. I'm like, yeah, let's go, let's go, let's go. Today is your day to make sure you, you know, start off right with me, your girl Miss J, OD on positivity this morning. We got a 4 hour today, y'all. I know y'all been missing it. Them quick shots was good, though. Sometimes you need to get slapped real quick. Sometimes you need a long massage. Sometimes you just need to chill out for a minute. So today, we're going to have an awesome time together, of course. We're playing the best in inspirational music. I got some news, some things that I need to talk about, some events that are coming up. Ms. J is going to be in your area real soon, so you need to stay tuned. Find out how to do it, and the ever-so-popular Ms. J area code check-in, where you get your opportunity to rep your city. So those of you who are calling in now, you need to go ahead and send a text message, send a tweet, a Facebook message. Tell everybody to call in, dial 714-816-4743. We got a lot to talk about today, a lot to go through today, going through these emails all night last night, trying to answer as many as I can each show. So I appreciate those of you who are continuing to email me at info@MsJProductions.com. info@MsJProductions.com gives you the opportunity to connect with me if you have any questions, you need some guidance or some wisdom, or just my opinion about a situation. Go ahead and email me, and I make sure to incorporate a few emails in each show. Now, of course, I keep everybody's situation confidential, but, you know, the answers and what's going on, I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going through the same thing. So today our focus is today. Today is our focus. Just worry about the here and now. Just worry about today. There's too much going on. I can only talk about me. I can't talk about everybody else. Miss J got too much going on to even trip about tomorrow. Like yesterday, I can't even take it back. I can't even take back what I said at the top of the show. The past 2 minutes are already gone. I can't take them back. So we're going to focus on today. Today is going to be a great day. You're going to stand up and make a choice today to be more positive in every way. That's the Ms. J challenge. And today I'm going to challenge you to live by that. Now, that does not mean you will not be challenged by heartache. You will not be challenged by hurtful people, challenging situations, stress, just outright craziness coming at you. You will, but the choice is yours. You still have the choice to be positive in every way you can. You have a choice to look at things in a positive light. There are some times when Ms. J cannot find not one thing that will make me smile in the situation, but knowing that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called. So I know I'm called. I'm beyond called. I'm chosen. So that is a positive thing in even the worst situations. So we'll talk a little bit about that today, but I want to get back into some good music, y'all. Y'all know how we do it. Everybody getting up in the morning. If you're on the West Coast, it's kind of early. You know, kids are getting out of school. It's kind of hard. You're breaking your routine. If you're on the East Coast, it's the same thing. You know, around this time when it's hot, you just don't really feel like doing nothing. Aren't y'all just tired sometimes even longer? Well, that gives you the opportunity to sit back, grab you something to drink, meaning, you know, breakfast drinks. Y'all, that alcohol in the morning ain't going to work. We're going to OD on a good substance, positivity today. So let's get into some music. Here's J Moss. It's going to be a good day. It's Miss J in the morning.
Can you say my mommy, Miss J, Miss J, Miss J
No matter victory.
Jay Moss featuring his niece Kiera Shear and the whole family. The song is called Good Day. And the awesome thing about that song is all the background vocals were all by his family. Kiera Shear, even the children, he got his nieces and his great nieces and nephews, and even some of his sisters are in the background singing. So I just think that's an awesome song to get the family on and everybody in the studio doing some awesome things. Those of you who didn't know, yeah, Jay Moss is one of the Clark sisters' brother, Maddie Moss Clark. Okay, I gotta teach y'all some gospel music lineage. Maddie Moss Clark, the mother of the Clark sisters, is also Jay Moss's mother, which means that's Kiera Shear's uncle. I want to know how y'all feel about the whole Sheared reality show. I think I'm going to talk about that today, these gospel Christian reality shows. I touched on it a little bit before with Mary Mary reality show and how that, you know, translates into the world as far as their image of not only the Christian industry or Christian people or Christian or gospel celebrities, but, you know, the ones that have been here for a while. So, yeah, I think I'm going to add that into the mix a little bit later in the show. But I want to stick with the focus that today is not only going to be your day to make a choice to be positive in every way, but your day to make sure that you acknowledge you are already having a good day. The fact that you were up with a brand new 24, the fact that you were able to tune in with me and OD on positivity, the fact that you're able to go to the job that you tend to complain about too many times, the fact that your children have graduated, it's graduating season, you know, they've matriculated through all from kindergarten, pre-K, all the way to 12th grade, some are just, you know, moving to another grade. Y'all know they have ceremonies for every single thing. Y'all know I have a friend who says she wants to go to her niece's preschool graduation, and they had tickets and was only allowing two family members in for the preschool. And had the nerve to tell the family members they could not come. It's a preschool. Like, they're just, they're going to do the little, you know, the little cardboard. They make the little paper mache hats with the little robe, and they all sit around in Indian style. And I mean, there's what? It couldn't be that many kids there, and they have to have a cafeteria to feed the children, so you couldn't tell the family to come. But they actually had tickets and were limiting two per child. Like, just the children and the immediate family can come. Your aunts and your uncles can't come. Get a little preschooler's little cookie and a little flower or something to say congratulations. Now you really go into kindergarten. Like, really? At preschool, it gets crazy with these tickets. Do y'all know I actually had a family member? I know it's illegal. I'm not calling her out because I don't want to get her in trouble. But people are actually duplicating tickets for graduations. Like, it's a huge black market. I didn't know, like, graduation yielded so much revenue from different businesses. And, of course, criminals will think of a way to make some money, too. People are actually duplicating the tickets for the high school graduation so people can get in for free and try to sell them on the low. Like, it's a mess, but I love it. I love this season. It's hopeful. Everybody's excited. People are focusing in on all of their accomplishments. There's actually less crime in the city around this time because everybody's trying to get together, go with the family. Everybody's celebrating. People are actually getting inspired. People are graduating from college, inspiring youth to go to college. Other people who dropped out of school, they kind of feeling like, you know, man, I should have did it. And it's that opportunity to, you know, show what you've done. All the stress of the finals and the tests that you went through and the fees that you had to pay and stressing about financial aid, all of it paid off. And you finally graduated. All the issues that you go through middle school, and now you're finally in high school, and all the stress and drama and ups and downs and emotional turmoil you go through in high school, you're finally graduating to explore this great, beautiful world. I love it. I love this season. I love it warming up. Most people are starting to show more skin. We need to talk about some rules and regulations. I need to have a whole other show about what to wear in the summertime, the do's and don'ts about summer attire when it gets hot outside. if you're 60 years old and you sagging in certain areas and more hairier in other areas, men and women, than you used to be. I don't think the short, cut-off shorts and the tank top that's tucked in some folds that we don't want to see is appropriate. I don't want to see that. So I'm not going to get too much into that today, but I just felt that in my spirit that I need to share with some people that are listening out there that you know where it's not only age appropriate, size appropriate, season appropriate, disgust appropriate clothes. Because there's some people out there, I know, I said it, y'all just need help. So y'all pray for me. Y'all know I need to. We're going to have a good time today. So let's get back into the music. I need some prayer. So here's Candy and Martha Tapp. Stay prayed up. It's this Jay in the Morning, y'all. Oh. 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 Oh.
Why me, Lord? That's what I kept on saying not too long ago. It seems like I was living in the darkest hole. My sadness and my anger started to take control. I had a lot of stuff weighing on me, y'all. I shed a lot of tears that you didn't see, no. But I couldn't let grief consume me, 'cause I got a little girl depending on me. It can't rain forever. That old saying, so I kept praying, and you should do the same, my friend. I stay prayed up, that gets me by. That's how I made it through my darkest time. Yeah, I'm a sinner, and that's no lie. Thank God my
me, Lord.
Why me?
How am I supposed to raise these kids alone?
Kids alone.
I do the best I can to keep a happy home.
Happy home.
It's hard to do it now, my better half is
gone.
Got a lot of eyes looking at me, judging every move that I'm making. I'm just trying to do the best that I can.
Oh, yeah.
But it's hard 'cause I'm just an ordinary man. Forever.
No.
The sun's gonna shine again.
Gotta shine again.
I remember the old saying, so I'll just keep on praying. And you should do the same, my friend.
I stay prayed up. Now that gets me by. God favor.
The only way I made it through is because of God's favor. Candy featuring Marvin Sapp right here on Miss J in the Morning. Stay prayed up. That's the only way I get by. Even those of you who did not grow up in a spiritual household or have a religious background, meditation, taking time for yourself, communicating with the universe, whatever you want to call it, the only way you can make it is to take time to yourself, bring yourself together, talk yourself down. People say it's crazy to talk to yourself. It ain't, long as you just don't answer back. You all right. I stay prayed up. I make sure I pray, meditate, meditate on his word, meditate on the gospel, meditate on good news, meditate on great things in your life, and it makes it a little bit easier. That does not mean bad things won't happen. A lot of people out there, especially those who aren't familiar with the Christian culture or grew up in a religious background, a religious home, like I said before on another show, I want to apologize on behalf of those super Christians and the overzealous religious people who didn't tell you the truth. Once you become a Christian, once you say you want to dedicate your life to Christ, once you get saved, it does not mean you flip the switch and now you will never have any issues. It doesn't mean that nothing will ever happen. There's those super Christians out there on Facebook, you know, everything is everything with God. I am blessed and highly favored. And I don't mean that you sit there and you focus on the negativity and tell people that your life is a living hell, but you be realistic and you share things with people. No matter what I'm going through, because I have the peace of God or because I'm making a choice, because I'm staying prayed up, that's how I'm getting through. Yes, I have the same emotions you have. Yes, I have the same temptations, the same struggles that you have. But because I keep myself grounded, because I stay rooted in Christ, because I meditate on his word, because I stay prayed up, it doesn't affect me like it will affect you if you don't do the same. That's all we're trying to say, y'all. Well, we really need to get it together and help these people understand that life is difficult. There are challenges. There are bumps. There are just crazy things going on in the world, and a lot of times God allows it to happen to see your reactions, to see how you're going to react in this situation. He's going to test you on your affirmations. If you believe, if you keep saying, I trust God in all situations, I'm not going to stress about it, I'm too blessed to be stressed, and all that stuff going on, God's going to test you on it. He said, okay, well, I'm going to allow certain things to happen. He doesn't make things happen. He doesn't do bad things to you, but he'll allow certain things to happen to see how you're going to react to it. But please know that if he allowed it to happen, he already knows you're going to make it through and gave you a way out. He's not going to trap you. He's not a bully. He's a gentleman. He's not going to push himself on you. He's allowing certain things to happen in your life to strengthen you, to teach you, to guide you, to push you into your destiny. And part of that is using your tools that you are given. I'm a tool. I'm a tool that you can use. Ms. J is a tool. Yes, I said it. To help you, to push you, to probe you, to encourage you, to slap you into reality, to OD on positivity no matter what in this situation. I want to share a story about one of my close friends, my big sister, my second mama, my auntie, my friend, my advisor, my confidant, my business partner. She knows who I'm talking about. She was out there doing what she does best. A hard worker would give the shirt off her back if she could, and she lost her purse, misplaced her purse, just crazy stuff, like running around, can't find the purse. I didn't know what was going on. I just saw a Facebook post, lost my purse. Now, those of us who are women, we know how crazy that is. Men, it's just like you lost your wallet. Your life is in there. Driver's license, money, credit cards, personal things. I mean, just everything in there. I'm freaking out, and it's not even mine that I lost. But what she said is, I'm still going to praise him through this situation. I know that I'm right there at the door. I know that my destiny is right here. I know my blessing is right here because if God allowed this to happen, I got to be right there. If the enemy is trying to distract me in this way, I got to be right there in front of it, the it that I am promised, the blessing that is right here, the breakthrough that I've been waiting for. It has to be right here if I have to go through this. She could have complained. She could have put on Facebook, the world is going in. She could have cussed everybody out. She could have got frustrated, didn't answer no phone, told all her kids to get out the house, didn't deal with nobody, didn't go to work, but she kept pushing. And while she was at the DMV doing all the headaches and the business that you have to do to replace all of that stuff and report all that stuff, she got a phone call that her purse was found. And while most people would think that's harsh and that's cruel, it's an awesome testimony. It's an awesome witness to other people to say, even if you go through something as hellish, yes, I said it, as hectic, as losing it all, if you react in a positive way, you invite positive things. Sometimes God will allow certain things to happen to test you, to say, are you really going to believe my word? Are you really going to trust me? Are you out here trying to tell these people that you are a Christian and you're really trusting in me, and then as soon as something happened, you're going to flip out and go nuts? Or are you going to show them that you truly trust me and I am the I am? I am God. I am the one that provides everything. Your wallet, your money, your items are not your God. I am your God. Those things will happen in life. So when you go through those things, you really need those type of examples. You need those people in life that will show you. Sometimes God will allow you to go through those things in life just to be an example for someone else. Not for anyone else, but to be a witness on how great he is. People are watching you. I've said it time and time again. You can't go through life believing that, you know, it's cool. I'm just going through just to go through. People are watching you. People are watching you on Facebook. Even the ones that are close to you that you think you're in their life for one situation, you're actually ministering to them and being an example in a totally different situation that you don't even know. I've also shared another story before about myself. I just recently reunited with a mentor. He was a police officer in the city that I grew up in, and there was this drug awareness program for elementary school kids, and he was awesome, and he mentored me, and because he was, you know, in the city, and our city was not that big, you know, he kept up with our class and mentored and did a few projects with me in middle school and in high school, and when I graduated from high school and moved away, I lost contact with him until literally just a couple of weeks ago, just last month. I saw him again, and I hadn't seen him since I graduated from high school. And I had to share with him, and I'm excited to see him, and we're talking on the phone, and I'm going through everything that I went through. And he had no idea the type of impact that he had on his life, because all he was doing was his job, what he loved to do. He never thought that his simple actions, like showing up to work, participating in the program that he was required to participate in, would change a little girl's life to be who I am today and moving into even greater. So don't take for granted the situations you're in, even on your job. You can be working at McDonald's or a CEO of a company or a manager or, you know, a shift leader, or no matter what your job is, even the people on your job, you are ministry to them. You are a living example of the God that you serve. You are a living example of the God you don't serve. You are a true example in the negative and in the positive, but why don't we make sure we're making the positive choice and be an example in a positive way? That's why we have the Ms. J Challenge. It's a simple quote: no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Now, y'all know it takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit, so why not do what works? It's been medically, spiritually, and psychologically proven that changing your actions, your words, and even your thoughts for the positive can help you live a longer and healthier life. And that's what we all want. We want to have this life and more abundantly. And that's the reason why Christ came. So if you have an abundance of stress, an abundance of headache, an abundance of drama, you are out of the will of God. That's not why Christ gave his life. He came that we may not only be saved, but have life. And that more abundantly, this journey that we're going through, to actually enjoy it. So I'm going to, you know, get off of it for a little bit, get back into some music. And when we get back after this, we're going to go ahead and get into the Ms. J area code check-in, get into some news and some more things that we want to talk about. So let's get to some Ty Tripp. It's the same God right here on Ms. J in the Morning.
Before, he could do it again. If he did it before, he could do it again. One,
Always gets me going. It's Miss J in the morning. Good morning, y'all. Good morning to everybody who's tuned in. Now it's time for the Miss J area code check-in. We're going to jump right into it. Those of you who are listening on your computer, I'm going to give you a shout-out, too. But if you want to get in on this, go ahead and call in 714-816-4743. Those of you who are calling in from the same area code, you know Miss J's giveaways is coming up for the summer. Officially, some awesome stuff to give away. Get your opportunity to win some great prizes, concert tickets, all this great stuff coming out. So those of you who are sponsors, business owners, and you have some products and or services you would like to give away for our listeners and even for Miss J, give me a couple of them, y'all. Go ahead and email me, info@MissJProductions.com. But we're going to go ahead and get into the Miss J area code check-in right now. Those of you who called in, I got you logged in. So let's get through these area codes worldwide. We are live. 501-209-770-404. 510-818-702-864-678. 513-716-408. 513-323-461-602-864-601-916-334-757-319-592. Got you, Tubo, right there at the end. Shout out to everybody who's called in. Those of you who are listening on your computer, shout out to my Macs and my PCs. Thank you so much for tuning in. Those of you who are continuing to check in that are overseas, like across the waters, Hawaii has checked in, the Netherlands has checked in, Japan, South Africa, the UK, Switzerland, Australia, and even Austria and Canada has checked in. So no matter where you're listening, thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate the love and the support. If you want to find out more about Ms. J, Ms. J Productions, all you got to do is log on to MissJProductions.com, M-I-V-J Productions with an S.com. There you can also get the links to all of my social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that great stuff. And if you're on Facebook, you can become my friend and you can like my fan page. So go ahead and do that, y'all. Give me some likes. You're on the website, you want to show me some love, go ahead and sign my guest book. Give me some positive constructive feedback on how you feel about the show. And you can also log on to iArtistRadio.com and listen to Ms. J in the Morning. Yes, we are featured on iArtistRadio.com, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Log on, download the TuneIn app, and you can listen on demand, not only to Ms. J in the Morning, but they also play the best in R&B, hip-hop, soul, neo-soul, so make sure you do that. Shout out to DJ Abnormal and my iArtist Radio DJs out there doing it big all over the world. I'm so excited. So let's get into some news before the show ends. We got to talk about some stuff that is going on around the world. Now, there's some crazy stuff going on with fast food. Y'all know it's that time of the year where everybody's trying to rush into the gyms. Everybody try to hurry it up and get in and get those bodies fitted for your swimwear, bikinis, whatever you want to wear, the no-kinis. I call them no-kinis, meaning some people, y'all don't need to wear those. But trying to get your body right, trying to get your body in order. You're feeling you got to be healthy. You're tired of sweating, being hot, and you put on a shirt and walk through the door and you're sweating. You got to go back and take another shower. And so some people are trying to get out of some fast food, you know, habits. Or if you're going to fast food, you're trying to make healthier choices. And shout out to the businesses and the fast food companies who are offering healthier choices. If you want a quick meal, sometimes it's not easy to go and stop and cook at home. It's not horrible to eat fast food, but we have to make sure that we're making better choices when it comes to the fast food. But recently in the news, some people have been turned off from fast food, period. Now, we all know in any food establishment, some crazy things have happened. You've seen some nasty reports about some nasty stuff that's happening. But more recently, Taco Bell has been in the news. I mean, it aired. I got the alert, my news alert, one morning, and I promise you, within a few hours, it was on CNN, MSNBC, all over the news, all over Facebook, all over Twitter. Taco Bell, on their Facebook page, was actually posted with an employee licking a stack of Dorito taco shells. Yes, a Taco Bell employee has a stack of taco shells, and he was licking it. The photo didn't have a caption. It did have a caption. It just says, this shows, you know, something like this shows how your employees treat the food. But nobody knew exactly where it was. Nobody knew if these were shells that were going to be thrown away, if he had licked them right before they served them. I mean, and it's like a nasty lick. It's like his whole tongue is all over it. And y'all know whenever I report any news, I'm going to open up the forum on Facebook. So if you become my friend on Facebook, you'll be able to see it yourself. But they actually found out where the store is, who the employee was, and it actually happened out in California. Oh, yes, it did. Yeah. It did. It was crazy. Ridgecrest, California, which is about 100 miles north of Los Angeles, they actually found the employee, and they suspended him, and he will be fired. It was crazy. Now, let's get into the reason why they took the picture. Now, this is a good thing. They actually took the picture because it was a contest to show employees having their first bite of the new product. Now, y'all know they had the Dorito Nacho Cheese Shell. Well, this was the Cool Ranch Shells. And so what was going to happen was they were going to take a picture of how much the employees like the new taco shells. But this dude just went a little bit too far. The pictures were horrible. People got upset because they didn't know why or who. And that's what they're assuming the picture was taken for. And I honestly, in my personal opinion, think that they reported that just so people wouldn't be nervous and think that this person was just this malicious to lick a whole bunch of shells and send it out to people. But that's just my personal opinion. Once you see this picture, it's already ruined. Don't tell me y'all had a contest that y'all was going to see how the employees like it, and he was just being funny, and now, you know, he's been suspended and will be fired. Well, why is he getting fired for the picture if he took the picture just for a contest? See, I don't think that's fair, because you're saying that, oh, no, it was just a contest, and we were just trying to see how, you know, and he just went a little too far, so then why is he fired? He should be reprimanded for posting the picture, but I don't think he should lose his job. It's hard out there. But Then on the other hand, I'm like, okay, they said, yeah, they were thrown away, but are y'all just, like, really trying to sugarcoat it? That's just me. That's just Ms. J. I'm just saying. But I know that gave Taco Bell a major blow in the pocket. People are kind of like, ugh, I don't even want to deal with it. I'll share it on Facebook so you can see it yourself. But in other fast food news, more crazy stuff is going on. Now, y'all know way back in the day when it really started. Do you remember the woman who said she found a severed finger in her chili? Yeah. Was it like Wendy's? Yeah, it was the Wendy's chili. She actually found a severed finger. I don't know if you guys remember. It actually happened in Northern California, and it was actually proven that it was wrong. Like, of course, there wasn't a severed finger in Chili's, like somebody just cut their finger. She actually planted it and got in trouble. Well, she was sentenced to 4 years in prison for planting that finger. Y'all didn't know that, right? Now the woman is back in trouble for doing some more lying. Yeah, like she lied on on Wendy's about the chili. This was like some years ago. And like sentenced to like 4 years in prison for planting a severed finger in a bowl of chili at Wendy's. That's major. That's prison. Like people don't play with the food. You can mess up all this other type of stuff. So they actually named her the chili finger lady. That was crazy. But yeah, this past Tuesday in San Jose, California, her name is Anna. Anna actually pled no contest to 3 felony charges and will receive 2 more years in prison for another lie. She told police that her son had been shot in the ankle by 2 men when it wasn't true. Her son actually accidentally shot himself but wanted to lie so he wouldn't go to prison for felony possession of a firearm. And now she got caught for lying again. So now not only did you just mess up Wendy's, and then nobody really want no fast food, didn't want to eat no Wendy's chili, and Wendy's was already hurting around that time anyway. I mean, I like Wendy's, but it's not one of the big contenders. Now you just messed them up. Now you're lying to police about your son shooting, getting shot, and even shot himself in the, I mean, just craziness. And she's back in the news, and I'm going to share that. It's some crazy stuff that goes on in the world, and I just share these things so y'all can know that I don't make this stuff up, number one, and it's going to be some crazy people that you're going to encounter in life, and you got to know how to deal with them. People are lying, and I'm glad that she getting served some time. You can't just make up stuff. Your son did something wrong. He needs to be punished, and y'all going to say it's 2 men. Do you know what happens when you even tell a little lie to a police officer? They got to go search for people. That's detectives. They going around and around in circles, and people think that these police officers are really that stupid. Now you got to find the truth, and you're going to serve 2 years in prison for lying. It's just, Anna, you need to get it together. We're going to pray for Anna. In other news, some crazy stuff is going on around my favorite season. We talked about graduation and things that are happening around the world. A young high school student named Chelsea Raymer actually had to fight to graduate this year. I mean, she really had to fight through it, y'all. Yes, fighting and got fined $1,000. Yeah, fined. $1,000 fine. She didn't do anything crazy. She was graduating, and, you know, when people graduate, they get the lays, which is the nice little necklaces you put around them so they can walk across the stage. Well, she was proud of her heritage and her Indian background and decided to wear a feather in her cap. Yeah. A feather in her cap. She's actually part of the Porch Creek Band of Indians, and she decided that she would wear a spiritually and culturally symbolic feather at her high school graduation to display her pride and her heritage. However, there is a graduation dress code. And, yeah, they were not allowed to wear, quote-unquote, extraneous items during graduation exercises unless approved by administration. And because it wasn't approved, she got fined $1,000. Like, really? Really? Now, she didn't sign the contract, but she was told by the headmaster that she would not be able to wear the feather, and she wore the feather anyway, and because she wore the feather, the school held her diploma and her transcripts until she would pay the $1,000. And here's her response. The 17-year-old says it was worth every penny of the $1,000. She said, this is what I've been waiting for, and I feel I have a right to wear it. So now, of course, this high school has, like, issues with Native Americans. It's like this big thing going on, but it's a feather, y'all. Really? Like, when I was going to school, what we were worried about is if anybody was going to go streaking, you know, like ripping off their robe and they're naked across the yard. Like, those are major things that you should find somebody and hold their diploma for. Not because you got a feather. She didn't have this huge, I mean, this wasn't a huge feather. When I opened up the form, you guys can see it yourself. But now she has to pay $1,000. That's a lot of money. A lot of money. We got to focus on helping these kids and making sure that they're accepted in all areas. And if you start them out this way because of a fine, we got to really talk about these schools and the stupid stuff that they're finding these kids for and going through these stuff. These kids need help. You need to support them and their pride and their heritage. And because she wore a feather, her family got to come out of pocket $1,000, and you're holding her diploma and her transcripts so she can't get ready for college or anything that she's going to do after high school. And I'm glad she's prideful. I'm glad that she said, you know what, it's worth it. I actually support her in it. I don't care about those rules and regulations. That's crazy. You got kids with firearms shooting people and running around naked and bringing all this crazy stuff. And because she wanted to wear a feather in her cap, y'all want to find her and her with her stuff. This is what's going on in America, y'all. So we're going to get into some quick music right now. I want to give a shout-out to all of you who are graduating, going higher, and doing better in your life. You are winners. There is no losing. The only option you have is to win. So here's Sam Collier. Win right here on Miss J in the Morning.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, no, yeah. Loser, no, no, yeah.
I just want to see you win.
You know what this is, man? This goes out to all the winners out there. Let's do it.
I just want to see you win.
Oh, believe it. I really want to see you.
I just want to see you win.
No kidding, no.
I know. I just want to see you win.
From my heart to your soul. Oh.
Season like we Lawrence. Yeah, so we moving. A lifestyle revolution, I'm moving. We winning hands down, no losing. No losing.
I just wanna see you win.
Oh, believe it. I really wanna see
you. I just wanna see you win.
No kidding, no.
I know. I just wanna see you win.
From my heart to yours.
Gotta be the ones to pioneer.
Yeah,
so come get with this, yeah.
Party.
Cause we gon' party till the roof comes off, yeah. We gon' win, we gon' pay the cost, yeah. To save the lost, yeah.
I just wanna see you win.
Oh, believe it. I really wanna see you.
I just wanna see you win.
No kidding, no.
I know. I just wanna see you win.
From my heart to yours.
Washington win right here on Miss J in the Morning. I just want to see you all win. We are at the end of the show. We have some awesome things that are going on, y'all, with Miss J Productions. Miss J Productions is going off the chain, off the chart. Those of you who are connected, if you want to get connected, look at the website supporters page up there. If you want to be a supporter, submit your information to info@MizJProductions.com. Look at my calendar. Find out where I'm going to be next. Make sure you become my friend on Facebook. Like my Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. And let's do this together. We're going to make it, y'all. It's going to be all right. Focus on today. Today you're going to win. No matter what anyone says about you, no matter what anyone does to you, make a choice today to be positive in every way. Today is your day, your opportunity to change the course of your life. You can do it. Don't worry about the challenges. If God is allowing it, He's already provided a way out of it. If God is allowing it, He's already provided a way out of it. All you got to do is work it, y'all. So we're going to have an awesome time and get out of here with a nice groove for my boy, Omobs. He's also family, so of course I'm going to support him in every way. Watch me work, y'all. Got an awesome day today. I love y'all, and I look forward to hearing from you in the morning. Here's Omob, Watch Me Work. Love y'all. Mwah.
What up? It's your boy, Omobs, and you know I'm rocking with Miss J in the morning. And it's oh so priceless.
My company.
Monsters,
guys on me. Now I'm ready. It may rain confetti. All I know how to be is me. Standing on top of shoulders of giants, so I can see. Haters wanna knock me down. They can't budge me even if they hit like pocket. Steady enemy. How you like me now? This ain't season or partner. This shit ring. As for me, I'm equipped with the body of armor. Now I'm legit, hey. Still in the game. On a different team, no Red Bull, my God, he got me wings. But I ain't even tripping though. Anointed, you can hear it every time I flow. Tired of dealing with these actors like movie roles. Got them all waiting on the hook like the roof.
Now watch me work. Now watch me work. Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me
yeah.
work.
Now you see me work. Now it's time to go berserk. Cause everything I do it for him. Even 22 say I need more rain. Just call me unashamed. You don't need to know me. It's more father's name. Yahweh is the king, man. So I'm a prince. No purple rain. I'm blessed up. I got it all. No more Robert from Peter to pay Paul. Simon says walk straight and don't fall. Peter said you were Christ's son of a living God. He was Christ. The devil thought he had. Shut out the face cause his beat is kind of swag. Now you can dust me. I hit the cat daddy. Praise God. I just want to see you have.
Now watch me work. Now watch me work.
Raising is what I'm used to. Can't see it, I'm connected. Bluetooth. I'm all about his business. Discern real saints, scientists. But you can't smell a fake scientist. So I gotta point them out. Witness. The God I serve can't be copied. Fake rappers, chest out Abercrombie. Lately, hip hop been sloppy. So I gotta say these squares are sloppy. Everything they said is fake. Swap me. That's why the enemy out trying to stop me. Can't stop the unstoppable. Moving through life like an obstacle. May run into a challenge of sight, though. God got me when I messed up.
Now watch me work. Now watch me work. Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Team Jesus in.
Now watch me work.
Fly coast and die.
Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
I mean, watch me work. What does that mean? You may say. I mean, you can be working as long as God is in it. Let people watch you work.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Whether it's your job, whether you tweet, whether you're on Facebook, whatever you do, as long as God is in it, let them watch you.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Because they're watching you, they're watching him. Yeah. So watch me work.
Now watch me work. Now watch me work. Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work. Now watch me work. Watch me work. Watch me work. If you
don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.